Lawyers in the case against Senator Ted Stevens attended what is expected to be their last hearing this morning before the trial starts next week. Jury selection will begin Monday in the federal case. Stevens is charged with 7 counts of lying on his financial disclosure statements about gifts he received. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the case in Washington, D.C. and joins us by phone. Hi, Libby.
Hi, Lori.
Libby, did the judge make any rulings today that will affect the trial?
He made a decision about one thing the defense has been pushing for, the medical records of Veeco CEO Bill Allen. Allen has been the government's star witness in corruption cases up in Alaska, and he's expected to be a keystone of the case here. You know, the prosecution alleges that Allen gave Stevens numerous gifts. Well, Allen had a motorcycle accident back in 2001, which left him with speech problems, and the defense wants his medical records related to the accident to see how much of his brain was actually damaged. The judge ruled today that the lawyers should see that information. Now, only the lawyers in the court will see it. Reporters and the public won't have access to that. And Judge Sullivan also said that the attorneys can't introduce his medical records in court without the judge's permission. Otherwise, today there was a lot of discussion about objections both sides have to evidence, but the judge didn't rule on any of those. He said instead he'll have to wait and see during the trial how they come into play.
Are the lawyers trying to establish that Allen's testimony may not be credible because of the brain injury?
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. And this has played out a couple times already in the Alaska cases, and his evidence has found to be credible. But Allen himself has said that the motorcycle accident left him with some brain damage the size of a quarter. And so it looks like the defense team is going to look through these medical records and look for a way to show that he may not be competent enough to be this star witness.
Libby, you mentioned that there was a fair bit of discussion about evidence. Did that give you a sense of what evidence will be introduced at trial?
It was a really interesting preview of some of the content we'll be seeing over the next few weeks. There was some discussion about wiretaps that the government wants to introduce as evidence. They're not tapes of Stevens himself, but other people talking about him. And they gave an example of a conversation between Bill Allen from Veeco and Bob Persons, who's a friend of Stevens. The three men had a business partnership owning a racehorse, and the government says they have Persons on tape saying to Bill Allen that, quote, the senator gets hysterical when he has to spend his own money. And the prosecutor said they're talking about Stevens having to spend money on his house, which Veeco allegedly paid to remodel. Now, the defense came back and said, well, that's a third-party discussion and not relevant to this case. That's just discussion about a horse business. And the defense attorney called it triple hearsay. And so we're going to be hearing a lot of this wiretapping come up in the case. The judge said after this back and forth, he'll just have to wait and take it as it comes up at trial and see how relevant it is.
Senator Stevens' lawyers had attempted to get the case thrown out for a variety of reasons, and the judge denied them all. But it sounds like one of their arguments did gain some traction in court this week, Libby.
Well, that's right. You know, the U.S. Constitution protects lawmakers from being prosecuted for what they do in the halls of Congress. That's called the speech or debate clause. And the judge ruled earlier this week that Stevens is not protected when he's doing official business, things like talking to Veeco or talking about Veeco. So evidence related to that would be allowed. But the judge said today that some of the defense team's concerns do have merit and that some of the evidence that the government wants to introduce may verge on this, you know, touching legislative actions. So they're going to have to tread very carefully. This is something the courts take seriously. You know, the case could be thrown out if they go too far into speech or debate. So every day the prosecution is going to have to turn over their witness list. And if it looks like evidence might have the slightest possibility of being related to the senator's legislative work, then they'll have to turn over the evidence too. And that way the defense can object and the judge can sort it all out before the jury ever sees it.
Okay, Libby, so now what? What happens next?
Jury selection begins on Monday. It will be a very busy weekend for the defense team and the prosecution as they get everything prepared for this fast-tracked case. On Monday morning, about 150 residents of the District of Columbia will show up at the courthouse. They'll receive a questionnaire to fill out. We haven't seen the questions yet. They have not been made public. The judge will release them after the jurors get them. And then things will start. Senator Stevens will be on hand Monday morning. He hasn't appeared in hearings in recent weeks. He hasn't needed to, but he will be around for the actual trial. And once the jury is selected, the trial is expected to start Wednesday. And it sounds like it will get down to business fast. After opening statements, we're expecting one of the early witnesses to be VECO CEO Bill Allen.
All right. Thank you, Libby.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent Libby Casey will be covering the trial of Senator Ted Stevens.